Radio for Brentwood and Billericay. This is Phoenix FM.
That was Sugar Babes and Girls. Couldn't be more appropriate on International Girls Day. And let's not gloss over, I just talked to Scott Fish about it, all the other ridiculous holidays that occur on the 14th of November. Because he was here, I didn't do all the sort of fanfares, jingles that I normally do. I won't lie, I was a bit thrown by Scott Fish bursting into the studio like that. But of course, it's International Girls Day, and excitingly, of course as well, National Pickle Day. Don't forget, it's National Seatbelt Day, and it's World Diabetes Day. And then, of course, all week, it's Geography Awareness Week! Why? Why have a week with geography awareness? And bothers me that that exists. It also bothers me that this exists. International Fraud Awareness Week! What? Why? Always be worried about fraud. Always be on the lookout for it. Don't get scammed, you know. Oh, I'm always on the lookout for fraud from my own country. If it's international fraud, I'm not so bothered. But on a worthy matter, all week it is Orangutan Caring Week. If you're a zookeeper, please care for those orangutans. They are quite wonderful, I think. And something equally wonderful but less orange and hairy, it's Banana Pudding Lovers Month! Even I wasn't expecting my inflection to go up again at the end. there we go. If you love banana pudding, enjoy it all the more in November. Fantastic. And of course, it's Family Stories Month! And who would ever not remember that during November, it's Hip Hop History Month. And of course, it's Movember too. If you want to grow a moustache, do it this month. You won't be frowned upon. You can always lie and say you were doing it for charity, even if you weren't doing it for charity. Don't take a leaf out of Scott Fish's book and have a tattoo of Mo Farah done. Unless you particularly love Mo Farah, then you can do it. You know, do whatever you like. But don't do it on a whim. I feel like Scott could regret that tattoo of Mo Farah he's had. Probably need some laser surgery to get it removed. Right, let's keep the music coming, shall we? And then loads more exciting stuff to happen before I leave you at 8 o'clock this evening. The result of the hotly contested poll. We may hear from Prediction Master fairly soon as well. That intense debate raging. Get yourself on Twitter if you want to have a look at it. And, loads more exciting music from girl bands throughout the ages. We're going back to the 90s now to hear a potentially risque track from All Saints. Good to have you.
to my head, so don't be misled. My heart doesn't need to be bent. Only trying to be smart, baby. Don't need the roller coaster ride. I've been and seen and done it all, yeah, yeah. Don't want you messing with my mind, so don't be a fool. Keep this as your number one rule. Good loving's not always from the heart. You gotta be smart. Stay just the way you are.
Phoenix FM.
All Saints and Booty Call. There we go. Was that controversial when it was released? Don't really think so. I'm going to share with you some interesting facts about Pickle shortly, and I'm also going to talk to you about the Prediction Master, but we need another track first, really, and I know what you're thinking. Oh, you're playing lots of songs by girl bands. They're all throwbacks, though. You haven't played anything very up-to-date, have you, Ben? Well, let's put that to rest. Let's play something right now that was released last year. This is 50/50 and Cupid.
radio for Brentwood and Billericay. This is Phoenix FM.
That was 50-50 and Cupid. Fantastic. Well, coming up to 7:15, I think it's time for the Prediction Master.
Prediction Master.
Which is a title that I can legitimately lay claim to now. See, it's 67%, 33% in favour of getting things right. It was a rocky start, I will admit that, but now, after 9 predictions, 6 have gone my way, 3 have gone against me. You know, it's got to get even better than that, really, to be regarded as a master. If someone gets 1 in 3 things wrong, they're not really a master, are they? But still, Prediction Master's last prediction was around England's game against the Netherlands in the Cricket World Cup. After a dismal tournament for the reigning champions, England have gone out with a whimper, really. But with that game left to play, it would have been easy to just say England win. But I said England would win comfortably, which is absolutely what happened. It was over a 100-run victory. It was never in any doubt, and I think that was most definitely a comfortable win for the England men's ODI cricket team at the World Cup in India, overcoming the Netherlands. So yes, it was 5-3. That has taken it to 6-3 in the favour of the Prediction Master. So what brand new prediction am I going to make tonight? Get ready, prediction fans. This Friday, you'll be aware the Premier League is on an international break again. There are no games next weekend. This Friday, England's men's football team take on Malta in a European Championship qualifier. Now, not quite as much riding on it because they have already qualified for the Euros, but obviously they want to do well. Will Gareth Southgate experiment with some fringe squad players making it onto the pitch? The likes of Bellingham has pulled out of the squad with injury. Callum Wilson probably not going to be there due to being injured as well. So Kane is absolutely firing on all cylinders for Bayern Munich at the moment. Will he be rested for England? Will he play a half? What's going to happen? Here's a bold prediction from the Prediction Master. Bearing in mind we don't know what kind of England team we're going to end up with, and the fact that it's not desperately important that England win well, I'm going to say England will beat Malta by 4 goals or more. So if Malta get 1, England have got to get 5 for my prediction to be right. Now, you know, in these sort of friendly games, it's not a friendly, it's a qualifier, but in these games that don't have so much riding on them, even when we're playing the smaller nations, England sort of get a 1-0, a 2-1, get a 3-0 maybe, and everyone's happy. I'm saying, for this game on Friday, England will win by 4 goals or more. It's a bold prediction from the Prediction Master. I don't think you can disagree with that. Let's all see what transpires on Friday. Will it be 7-3 and much gloating, or will it be 6-4 and slight tail between my legs? That's what life is like for the Prediction Master. And after a hard-hitting segment like that, all we can really do is hand over to a girl band of sheer excitement. It's Destiny's Child feeling bootylicious.
Kelly, can you handle this? Michelle, can you handle this? Beyonce, can you handle this? I don't think they can handle this.
Dance with me tonight. You gotta work your destiny. Come dance with me tonight. hoping you can handle all this jelly that I have. Now let's cut a rug while we get some jazz.
Radio for Brentwood and Billericay. This is Phoenix FM.
Destiny's Child and Bootylicious, always a fantastic track to listen to. Now, I always do exhaustive research on your behalf, lovely legend listeners, and tonight is no different. Don't forget, of course, this day in November, it is National Pickle Day. Now, there's no need for the jingle there. But anyway, it got me thinking because, yes, you can pickle anything by soaking it in vinegar or brine or whatever you use. But, yeah, you get all kinds of pickled things. But to me, pickle, like a cheese and pickle sandwich, is fantastic. And you need that sort of brown pickle that you buy in jars to make it fantastic. And I thought, what is actually in that? Have you ever wondered? I only recently sort of wondered, but when I was a kid, I just thought I liked pickle. But I've gone on websites and looked at ingredient lists, and basically, in a typical jar of pickle, you will get 52% vegetables. That's a worry, isn't it? Comprising carrot, onion, cauliflower, then there's also sugar, barley malt vinegar, water, spirit vinegar, tomato puree, date paste, comprising dates and rice flour, salt, apple pulp, modified maize starch, how is it modified, colouring, onion powder, concentrated lemon juice, and spices. So there we go. That's interesting, isn't it? Carrot, onion and cauliflower, tomato puree, date flavour, apple flavour in there. And then various other substances, sugar, vinegars, lemon juice. Yeah, there we go. And then I got even more confused because we all know the brown pickle that you get out of jars that you put in cheese and pickle sandwiches. What about pickle-lily? Why is pickle-lily different? Pickle-lily is sort of yellow, isn't it? Whereas pickle in jars is brown. British pickle-lily regularly contains cauliflower, onions, shallots, runner beans, carrots, courgettes and gherkins, with flour, vinegar, ginger, garlic, coriander, mustard powder and turmeric. Probably got more of a kick to it than your regular pickle, pickle-lily. And maybe yellow makes it more of a sort of warning that it's going to be stronger tasting. There we go. I like to think that I've helped to make the world a better place and share my knowledge, my newfound knowledge about the specific ingredients in jars of pickle and pickle-lily. So don't say you don't learn things on the show that goes like this. Of course you won't remember those ingredients, you know, probably in about 20 minutes' time. You won't care less about it. But for some of you, it may be the be-all and end-all, which is marvellous. And right now, let's go back over to girl band music on International Girls Day. We haven't heard from Atomic Kitten yet. Well, they were all solo. Now they're whole again.
If you see me walking down the street, staring at the sky, dragging my two feet, you you just pass me by. It still makes me cry, but you can make me whole again. And if you see me with another man, laughing and joking, doing what I can, I won't put you down, 'cause I want you around.
That was the fabulous Atomic Kitten with Hole Again. Absolutely brilliant. One of the most exciting castings in pantomimes I've been involved in was Liz McLarnon being cast in Aladdin as Princess Jasmine in Chesterfield. I got to work with her in pantomime. It was a fantastic experience. We needed to record some vocals in rehearsals at a studio near the theatre. We went to the musical director's studio and I sang vocals with Liz McLarnon. That was wonderful. That was a rather exciting time for everyone concerned. More for me than Liz, but she didn't hate the whole process. Still, don't forget, the intense debate is raging as ever on social media, particularly on Twitter, at Ben Sim Radio. Get yourself onto there and you can cast your vote. Currently, having been asked which is better, Bake Off or MasterChef, MasterChef still in the lead. 32% of the vote with Bake Off, 68% with MasterChef. If you want to change things, at Ben Sim Radio at the top of the profile will be the poll. It's a single click or tap to cast your vote, and then why not hit repost, retweet, whatever you want to do to share it somewhere else as well, so more people have the experience of being interactive on the show that goes like this tonight. That would be truly, truly fabulous of you. Which is better, Bake Off or MasterChef? I am going home to watch Bake Off. Tuesday night is Bake Off night. I have to say, I quite like Alison Hammond as well. They keep changing the presenters every couple of years, don't they? Although Noel Fielding's been there a while now. I liked Matt Lucas. He didn't last all that long. I like Alison Hammond. Maybe they're going to try and stick with Noel and Alison now for the foreseeable future. And it seems to be Paul Hollywood and Prue Leith anyway. It's definitely going to be Paul Hollywood. Prue took over from Mary Berry and has never looked back. And aside from Dame Edna Everage, is the only person on TV with regularly outrageous glasses. Dame Edna, sadly, no longer with us, of course, the legend that Barry Humphries, legend that was Barry Humphries, no longer with us, but wearing outrageous glasses somewhere in heaven, I'm sure. Right, loads more exciting music I still want to squeeze in tonight. Can I do it? Six more tracks. I think that should be fine right now. I'm quite pleased with myself for getting everything in that I wanted to. Here's another one that's a bit of a throwback. Of course, all girl band related music on International Girls Day on this Tuesday, the 14th of November. Here are En Vogue.
Don't you hold on?
FM.
That was On Vogue and Don't Let Go. Now, of course, remember all the ridiculous holidays this day, week and month. It's International Girls Day, National Pickle Day, National Seatbelt Day, World Diabetes Day. Then all week it's Geography Awareness Week. It is International Fraud Awareness Week. It's Orangutan Caring Week. And then all month, Family Stories Month, Hip Hop History Month. Of course, it's Movember and Banana Pudding Lovers Month. And don't say I don't help you out. Yes, I've unnecessarily told you the ingredients in pickle and pickle-lily, but banana pudding. You want to make a simple banana pudding that's going to be awesome? Here's a recipe I've found that uses relatively few ingredients and just the microwave. You can do this in 10 minutes. You need 100 grams of butter, 2 ripe bananas. It says light muscovado sugar. I'm guessing you can use other sugars. 100 grams of sugar, 100 grams of self-raising flour, 2 teaspoons of ground cinnamon, 2 eggs, and 2 tablespoons only of milk. Put the butter in a baking dish, microwave on high power for 30 seconds until it's melted. You may need a bit of extra time. Add the bananas, mash into the melted butter, then add the sugar, flour, cinnamon, eggs and milk. Mix together well and then cook on high for 8 minutes in the microwave. You will have a fabulous banana pudding. You can serve, use icing sugar, maybe toffee sauce, maybe ice cream as a serving suggestion. I'll go over that again. 100 grams of butter, put it in a baking dish, microwave on high power, 30 seconds to a minute until it's melted. Add the bananas, mash them into the melted butter, then add sugar, flour, cinnamon, eggs and milk. It's 100 grams of sugar, 100 grams of flour, 2 teaspoons of cinnamon, 2 eggs and 2 tablespoons of milk. Mix it all together well. Put it in the microwave on high power for 8 minutes until cooked through and risen. Wow, I may try that. I think we've got all that at home. Ground cinnamon, have we got ground cinnamon? Maybe. We've definitely got enough eggs. Right, I'm excited. Banana pudding this evening with Bake Off as well on the TV. It's all happening tonight. Amazing stuff. You can blame it on the weather, man. That's a ridiculous link just to get into this song.
Oh, it's just one more day. No one said there would be rain again. Won't blame it on myself. Yeah, I'll blame it on the weatherman. Get away for a while. Here I am, out on my own again. Won't blame it on myself. Yeah, I'll blame it on the weatherman. Standing shore, calling out your name. I was here before.
Phoenix FM.
That was Bewitched and Blame It on the Weatherman. Now, we've got less than 10 minutes to vote on the intense debate, which is better, Bake Off or MasterChef. And probably by the time the next track is done, it will all be over. Certainly after the next couple of tracks, it will all be over. And I will fill you in on the final results. Which is better? Bake Off on MasterChef on Twitter, at Ben Sim Radio. Search for that. Find the poll. Cast your vote. Give it a repost. Any last minute votes could probably still swing it. You never know. We'll see what happens in the next 10 minutes or so. Amazing stuff. Now, 14th of November, amongst other things, occurs in the month of November, which is... No, sorry, this week of November. This week is Orangutan Caring Week. And they are an endangered species, occurring mainly in Borneo and Sumatra. There are now 3 species of orangutan. Before 2017, there were only thought to be 2, the Bornean and the Sumatran, but there is a new species, the Tapa Nui, which was confirmed in 2017. So 3 species of orangutan, all 3 species are critically endangered. There are probably over 100,000 Bornean left, less than 14,000 Sumatran, and less than 800 Tapa Nui orangutans left. Amazing. Really sad, actually. Orangutans are the heaviest tree-dwelling animal. They spend most of their lives swinging through the canopies and need vast stretches of forest to find enough food and to be able to mate successfully. So deforestation is the biggest threat to orangutans, also hunting. So they are the heaviest tree-dwelling animal. And they have incredibly long arms relative to the rest of their body. They have an arm span of about 2.2 metres. That's over 7 feet from fingertip to fingertip. And considering their standing height is around 1.5 metres, that is impressive. Their arms are so long that they're 1.5 times longer than their legs and stretch to their ankles when they're standing. If you think about a human standing, our arms sort of go just below our waist, don't they? Maybe to our thighs. You imagine if your arms went to your ankles. That's what happens with orangutans. There you go. Right. Time for more girl band related music on International Girls Day. So therefore, another track I love listening to. Here are the Supremes.
I need love, love to ease my mind. I need to find someone to call mine. But mama said, can't hurry love. No, you just have to wait. She said, love don't come easy. It's a game of give and take. Can't hurry love. No, you just have to
Phoenix FM.
The Supremes and You Can't Hurry Love. Now, before it gets too close to the bitter end of tonight's show, I should thank everyone on social media who made track suggestions for tonight's show. Our next Phoenix FM presenter was one of them, Rob Harvey, and also another fellow Phoenix presenter, Patrick Schering. So thanks to both of them. And then also from social media, Mark Straker, thank you to you, Rhys Leatham, Phil Whelans, and Paul Milton as well. Huge thanks to you. And my dad, Keith, as well, got in touch on social media. Hope tracks that you enjoy made it into tonight's show. Fantastic. Well, I still want to squeeze three in before I leave here. I've got to sum up everything and give you the results of the hotly contested intense debate. So before that, let's have another track from Fifth Harmony.
The pen, put it on the paper, write on my skin, bring me to life, can't start again, there ain't no eraser, all of my flaws, you got them so right, everything is blank until you draw me, touching on my body like you know me.
Brentwood and Billericay. This is Phoenix FM.
That was Fifth Harmony, Right on Me. Remember, all the tracks are female bands because it's International Girls Day today, amongst many other things, some of which are truly ridiculous holidays, such as Geography Awareness Week, International Fraud Awareness Week, and Banana Pudding Lovers Month occurs in November. amazing. A few more facts about orangutans before I get to the bitter end. Orangutans don't mind eating with their feet. They're incredibly dexterous, and their hands and feet are very similar to make climbing and grabbing easier for them. So, yeah, they'll regularly eat their food with their feet. And like all great apes, they have a long lifespan, can live to over 30 years old in the wild. Many actually live to over 50 years old. Amazing stuff, and sadly critically endangered, and let's hope we can manage to keep their populations as high as possible. Right, still want to get two tracks in before I leave you tonight. We've got to have the result of the poll, which I will deal with straight after this. This is TLC and Waterfalls. TLC and Waterfalls. Well, almost time for me to leave you. It's been another rip-roarer of a show tonight. The result of the intense debate, I'm surprised, but more people on the Twitterverse loving MasterChef than Bake Off. 73% of votes went with MasterChef, 27 only for Bake Off. I'm still going home tonight and looking forward to this week's Bake Off installment. But thanks for listening this evening. We've found out crazy things. It's been International Girls Day. We've played lots of fantastic music. It's been National Pickle Day, National Seatbelt Day, World Diabetes Day, and amongst other things, Family Stories Month, Hip Hop History Month, and Movember. Amazing stuff. Well, Prediction Master will be keeping a close eye on England versus Malta on Friday. We'll all be keeping a close eye on Scott Fish and seeing what the heck he can get up to next week. But I need a song to play us out this evening. We've heard from all kinds of girl bands throughout the ages, from Girls Aloud to the Spice Girls, the Pussycat Dolls, Sister Sledge, the Pointer Sisters, the Bangles. We're going to finish off with a bit of Little Mix. Rob Harvey up next. I'll be back next week. See you soon.
Hey baby, tell me your name. I got a fever for you. I just can't explain, but there's just one problem. I'm a bit old school when it comes to loving. I ain't chasing you. She get comfortable, looking so hot, I think that I might fall. Feel like it's my birthday, like Christmas Day came early. Just what I want, so when we move, you move. Get your back off the wall, don't you get comfortable. Looking so hot, I think that I might fall. Feel like it's my birthday, like Christmas Day came early. Just what I want, so when we move.
Brentwood and Billericay. This is Phoenix FM News.